now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, and great to have you along again. This week, classic comedy on the radio, with some interesting comedy from a fellow by the name of Jack DeLeon talking about the fire department. Got some great new music lined up for you as well. New stuff from Robert Darvey coming up, plus the Narco Lounge combo. It's all the way, a look at the world of swank. Some great stories as well for you to check out online. And we'll talk a little bit more about my book, Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, The Interviews, Volume 2. Right now, into the music, Bobby Fox and Shaping for Clothes on the Cocktail Nation.
I was shopping for a suit the other day. Walked into the department store, stepped in the elevator, and made my way to the menswear floor. When I got off, a stunning sales girl came right up to me and said,
"Now what can I do for you?"
I said, "Well, go over there and show me all those high-end threads, like you're supposed to." She said,
"Well, sure, come on in, honey. Check these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. Pick yourself out one, try it on. Stand in the mirror and dig yourself. That suit's pure herringbone."
That's a suit I'd like to own.
That suit is you.
Yeah, and I believed it too. I see for the businessman, you feature the natural shoulder, that retail wholesale, indeed. It's got the custom cuff and the walking short.
And I'm gonna let you have it at a steal.
And for the playboy, you featured the latest in tweed with a cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two-button Western model.
Now, ain't that nice? The buttons are solid gold.
You made a deal. Sold.
That collar's pure camel hair.
Well, you can just set it down right in that chair. Now take my card, charge it up, and let me sign on that dotted line. I make sure I get all my payments in right on time. We waited there, she batted her eyes while we had nothing to do. And then she said,
"I'm sorry, sir, but your credit didn't go through."
What? What do you mean? Ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain. Pure herringbone.
Well, that's a suit you'll never own.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper and Metropole Orchestra. Magic is the Moonlight. This week, some classic comedy on the show. Jack DeLeon, comedy writer, stand-up comic, cartoonist. Jack DeLeon spent his career in stand-up in the 1950s and the 1960s and recorded his own album, DeLeon Roars. He appeared on numerous television programs, including sitcoms during the 60s and 70s, best known as Marty from Barney Miller. Here he is with the fire department on the Cocktail Nation.
I took a trip a few weeks ago in a suburban neighborhood, and it's very, very exclusive. It really is. The best way to describe how exclusive they really are is to tell you they have their own fire department. And the fire department has an unlisted number. They have a new thing here they call volunteer firemen. These guys are very blasé. Well, anyway, I went into the firehouse on a Sunday, and business was as usual. The phones were ringing, and the chief was answering them. Hello, Macy's Fire Department. You have a fire? Wonderful. Well, just let me get a pencil, please. What is your name? Mr. Smith. Tell me, Mr. Smith, is this your first? No, don't give me the address. We like to find it ourselves. That's most of the fun, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. That's right, just your name for our mailing list. Say, Mr. Smith, would you hold on? My other phone is ringing. Just hold on. Hello, Smokey the Bear. No, we have no service department. No, we don't repair fires. We just put them out. Madam, control yourself. I don't care who recommended you. Please, don't start telling me about your fire. We're up to our hoses in fires now. Look, lady, this is our busy season. Where were you when things were slow? Will you hold on a minute? I have somebody on the phone. Hello, Mr. Smith. How's your fire doing? It's up to the second floor. Well, look, the men are out on call. Would you run up to the third floor and hold the phone? Madam, I don't see your sense in hanging on any longer. We can't help you. No, I can't give you free firefighting advice. You'll just have to come in. You say you gave how much to the fireman's fund? Well, in that case, I guess I can make an exception. Have you tried water? You're welcome. Bye. Hello, Mr. Smith? How's my hot little friend doing? You're still on the second floor. I thought I told you to go up to the third floor. Oh, they merged. Yeah, I know that closed-in feeling. Listen, if you can't stand the heat, put on some copper tone and try taking a half hour at a time. Hold on, Mr. Smith. My other phone is ringing. Hello, Macy's Fire Department. Charlie. Well, how you doing, Charlie, baby? How's it going, buddy? What do you mean this isn't a social call? Gee, I'm sorry to hear that, Charlie. How big a fire? 5 alarmer. Well, when did it start, Charlie? Uh-huh. What time tomorrow? Well, Charlie, I would sure appreciate a little bit earlier. I promised the boys a half a day. Well, if your fire's at 10 o'clock, we can get there at 1. Don't worry, Charlie, it'll work out. So long. See you at the barbecue. Hello, Smitty. Still there? And how is Dante's little inferno doing? I'm sorry I took so long. Gee, you must have a real gasser going for you by now. Wait a minute, Mr. Smith. I think I can see your smoke out the window. S-O-S. Hey, that's pretty good. Where'd you pick that up? Now, let me see you do H-E-L-P. Good. Hey, Smitty, your smoke is getting kind of weak. I think you're losing your signal. Can you get a little more fire up? Smitty, I can't hear you anymore. I can't even see you. Hello, operator. Operator, would you get me lost and found, please? Hello, lost and found. Say, did anyone turn in lost fire? A bluish-green flame, smoke of charcoal gray, and it had a lot of talent. Yeah, I'll hold on. I don't want to set the world on fire.
The Cocktail Nation.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Coop Cooper, the man voted by his high school classmates as most likely to become Lounge Lothario DJ.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation. Follow the Lounge Leader today.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than the Piper Man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter wind, they have all come and gone. Still those days, days they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind that won't. It came and took you away. The summer wind.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper, Robert Darby. New music there from him. Summer Wind from his Sinatra album. Now, here's an interesting story you might like to check out. I've got links on my website, cocktailnation.net. But mid-century modern Australian furniture design is being held at the National Gallery of Victoria, and it closes in October, particularly those down south, like my good friend Kellis Navigator, Rowan. Kirsty Grant has put this together. They've taken the plunge, attempted to bring together an overview of predominantly Melbourne and Sydney furniture design from the end of World War II through to the early 1970s. It looks absolutely spectacular, so if you are in the south of the country, the coldest part. Not the best city, Melbourne, of course. Sydney is the best, but then we've got that attitude that goes with Sydney. Do check it out, that's for sure. Osom du Jazz now, and Madru.
Lembrei de velho amor que quase esqueci. Com os olhos cheios d'água, a noite estrelada vai. Me conta sobre o velho amor, promete que ele é feliz como eu. Noites, dias e muitos anos, tanto tempo passou. Outro alguém tomou seu lugar e um novo amor me fez mais feliz. Sem as noites, só tocando aquela nossa canção de amor. Foi assim. Chorei baixinho pela última vez. Estrelas já se apagam, manhã de sol já vai chegar. Não tenho mais o que esquecer. E o dia vai passar feliz como eu.
www.cocktailnation.net. We'll be right back.
somebody I'd like you to meet. Pretty in her way, her friends call her sweet. Has a kitten and a job she doesn't mind. An apartment round the back, a little hard to find. I think you'd like her, 'cause you see, I'd like you to meet me. She dates a little friends of her friends. Likes to walk and talk, a show on Depends. Falls in love in summer, never lasts a year. Calls her mom a lot and says, I wish you could be here. You'd like her, 'cause you see, I'd like you to meet me. She's read about the fireworks, rockets bursting overhead. Week in Paris, a condo in Madrid, a night of gentle love play where no one's in a race. Whisper kisses like flowers on her face. A part of her she's ready to set free. The spark that might ignite, she'll wait and see. Saturday, no real plans for the night. DVD, she'll watch it warm in her. Just a quiet night at home. It's a big bed and she's curled up very much alone. A special person you might see, I'd like you to meet me.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, Kate Ross, and Meet Me. Brand new music to the Cocktail Nation music universe. Now, do check out my website, cocktailnation.net. I've got lots of great news stories. Searched from high and low across the globe, we bring you the very best in retro news. For example, that story we spoke about before about mid-century style in Australia, I've got that story there for you. We've also got some more lost Marilyn Monroe photographs. I know they're always constantly popping up. She was photographed a lot, but some new ones there that you might like to check out. A story called Tiki Hangover, Unearthing the False Idols of America's South Seas Fantasy. Got a story of a mysterious classic car traffic jam. And Elvis Presley's honeymoon pad has been for sale. Do check it out. Lots of stories. More stories than I could possibly mention right now. We'll be here all night. But do check it out in the News from Across the World tab. Here's the Narco Lounge combo now, and White Rum on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Nation.
Cocktail Nation, ProctorSwank.net, Les Baxter and Lunar Rhapsody. Now, I mentioned a little while ago that my book, Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, The Interviews, Volume 2, is out. And I must say, it has been selling very, very nicely. If you love the Cocktail Nation, do check it out because we've got some of the best stories. Some of the interviews that you may have forgotten, well, you can actually keep them. Literally, I think the book is kind of a little bit like a textbook, almost, as far as neo-lounge and also classic lounge and the tiki scene is concerned. It's a great little reference book. There's really nothing out there like that that actually talks to the real bands that are actually playing today and some of the people who are still alive. So do check it out. If you head over to my website, you can actually follow the links there. For example, we've got a shop tab on the website. And of course, you can check it out on Amazon. But we'd certainly love you to add this to your collection, because it's certainly a great keepsake as far as the lounge and exotica scene is concerned, which hopefully will always be around. But, you know, you just never know. It's worth keeping in part as part of your collection. Time to take a look at the world of swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Plenty of gigs from across the globe. And I'd certainly love to hear from you if you'd like to get in a gig to me. We'll get on the radio for you. And, of course, on our social media as well. Mod Palm Springs coming up October 10. DJ Baz, he plays at 369 North Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs. First Saturday of each month, DJ Drew Groove at the Star Bar, Southeast Morrison. Tikiaki Orchestra playing September over at Don the Beachcomber. And they've also been locked in for New Year's Eve. Jack Corsley's Lost World, second Tuesday of every month. Do check it out. You can enjoy this show. That is Jack Corsley's Lost World over at Otto's Shrunken Head in New York City. Otto's Grotto on a Thursday. In August, it's Beat Tiki, Dig That Crazy Scene. They've got a bit of a Beachcomber bohemian beatnik thing going on for this year. For these gigs and lots more online, cocktailnation.net. Jackie Gleason now, Roseanne.
Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Section 3.5, the cone of silence. To activate, simply lower the cone and speak clearly.
What?
Do not overuse the cone of silence.
What?
Do not shout in the cone of silence.
What?
In fact, don't even use the cone of silence.
What?
It's never worked right. I don't know why we bought it in the first place. Section 3.6, the portable cone of silence.
Tail Nation.
What?
Thank you.
Some Neo Lounge for you with the Martini Kings, Desafinado. I've got a whole stack of their gigs on my website, cocktailnation.net, over in the World of Swank Gig Guide. In fact, they've got gigs right through the end of August, so do check it out if you'd like to see these guys playing in Los Angeles. Next week on the show, pianist James Spencer swings by to talk about his new album with a bit of a film noir sound. And here he is right now, Midnight Melancholy. Stay happy.